We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph two das, like 5 lines from the bottom. We continue the halachas of a kameya, of an amulet, walking around with an amulet on Shabbos, a kameya on Shabbos. Now kameya can be made two ways. Either it's a piece of cloth with shemos of Hashem on it and different psukim on it, and it's a cloth, it hangs from your neck, or it can be made out of herbs. Doesn't have to be dafka, made out of herbs also, is called a kameya. Now the reason why you're allowed to go out with kameya on Shabbos is not because it's pekuach nefesh. The reason why you're allowed to go out with a kameya that's a mumcha on Shabbos is because it was the derech of people who were not well to wear it. So for them, it becomes a chelik of their clothing. It becomes like a tachshit. There's a chshas, but every tachshit might take it off and show it to people. Here is no chshash, you know, take it off and carry it. Why not? Because a person's skin, he's going to get sick. So if he takes it off even for 1 second, he's superstitious, and now I'm superstitious, maybe he's even real, that if he takes it off, he'll lose the shmirah. Therefore, he will not take it off. And there was no chshash. So it's not a called a masa because that's a derech for these people to wear it. It becomes like a clothing for them. And number two, they're not going to take it off because they don't want to get chas v'shalom more sick. Tanu Rabbanan, Eizu kameya mumcha. What's called a kameya mumcha? What's called a kameya that we know that works? Kol sharipa v'shana v'shilish. If this kameya worked 3 times for the flu, let's say, it worked 3 times for the flu, 1 time, 2 times, 3 times, then you know this kameya works and you're allowed to go out with the Shabbos. Ech kameya shel ksav, ech kameya shel ikrin. If we say a kameya of shel ksav, like we said, it means like a piece of cloth with the shemos of Hashem in it. Or say a kameya of ikrin of herbs. Echad choyel shesh b'sakana. Say a chayal shiyash b'sakana can wear it. A chayal shemes can. A chayal shemes can also wear it. V'loy shenichve doesn't have to be that he already nichve means like epilepsy. It's not that he already had an epilepsy attack and now he's wearing it. Ella shlo yichve, they shouldn't get an epilepsy. And Rashi speaks out. Let's say his family is a family that has this chayli called nipple, whatever, that he falls, you know, epilepsy, that type of sickness. But even though he never got it in his life, he's allowed to walk around with this kameya, so he shouldn't get it. He's already called a little bit of a chayla, and it's normal for him to walk around with it, and that's why it's called a malbish for him. And Allah also is, v'koysher amata fil v'shirabim. You let her adjust it, and open and close it in shirabim. Obviously not making a knot, that's also on Shabbos. With a mutdiga knot, you let her do it on shirabim, and we're not worried you might carry it for Amos. Because again, you're not going to want to take it off, and you're just adjusting it, and that's fine. But you're not allowed to attach it to yourself, a bracelet or a ring, and go out with Shirabim, because it's Marasayin. It looks like then you're wearing this kameya as an ornament, and you're not allowed to wear a kameya for ornament. You're only allowed to wear a kameya for refuah, because that what makes it normal to walk out with it is because you need it for refuah. You need it to protect you from not getting sick. But if you're wearing it with derech of an ornament, then it's also to walk out with that. Therefore, it's marasayim. Therefore, you're not allowed to make it into a fancy clip on it. You just have to wear a pashto kameya, but you're not allowed to attach it with a bracelet or with a ring. So it says in this braisa that to become a kameya mumcha has to be merapa 3 times. It sounds like this kameya worked for the flu 3 times. That's enough. Right in Marakasha, we have a different braisa. Vatanya, ezu kameya mumcha, kol sharipa shloish b'ra'ad b'kachad. You have to be merapa three different people. So here it's first our bride says mashma 3 different times enough, and there it's mashma 3 different people. So the gemara like kasha holim chuyi gavra, v'holim chuyi kameya. One is to make the gavra into mumcha. You want to make the person into mumcha, he has to make 3 different kameyas, 3 different kameyas for 3 different sicknesses. Then we know he's muchzik, that he knows how to make a kameya. He makes a kameya for the flu, for a cold, and for hepatitis. Then we know, you know, for 3 different people, one guy had hepatitis, one guy had the flu, one guy had a cold, he made the 3 kameyas, they all worked. Now we know this mekuvel knows how to make a kameya. So there you need shloisha b'nei adam kach, you need 3 different people. Masha enkein, if you want to use this exact, kameya, this type of kameya, if you know it worked already 3 times for the flu, so that then, and you want to use it for the flu, then it's called a mumcha already. So one braisa says 3 times, talking about the kameya. The one that said 3 different people is talking about the person making the kameya. And the Gemara is going to continue in that vein with Rav Papa, which is the end of the Shaila. But Rav Papa, Pshitali, that's Pashit, that if one person wrote, Tlas Kameya L'Tlas Gavre, Tlaso Tlaso Zimna, if he wrote th- three kameis for three different people three times, which means altogether nine kameis. That means he wrote, let's say, each, it could be two different ways, but let's say that one way was that each of the three people had three sicknesses, had hepatitis, flu, and cold. All three of them had that, and all three got three kameis. So in this case, and they all worked, in this case, smach gavra, smach kameis. Then we know this makubal, he's a certified mumcha because he healed three different sicknesses, and each kameya is also certified because each kameya healed that sickness three times. So that would be a case where both the kameya and the person who's doing it will be a mumcha. Tlosa kameya tlosa gavre, let's say you wrote a three different kameyas for three different people, each one had a different sickness, you know, one hepatitis, one flu, one cold, chad chazimna, one time for each, gavra ismachi. The mekubal who's writing the kameya, he's a mumcha now because he did it for three different people. So he knows how to make a kameya. We know he knows how to make a kameya. But kameya lo ismachi. But we have no one kameya that's a mumcha. The kameya chad kameya lo tosa gavri. He gave one kameya for three different people. It means he made one flu kameya for three people. All three people had a flu. Then kameya ismachi. Then the kameya, you see, it worked three times. The kameya is a mumcha now, but gavra ismachi. But the person wouldn't know. Maybe he only knows to make a flu one. He doesn't make any other kameya. So that gavra ismachi. So that's all very partial. That's pshitli. What's the shaila? But boy, rapapa tlosa kameya lechad gavri. He wrote three different kameya for one person. One person had hepatitis, the flu, and the cold. He gave him three different kameyas, and all three worked. So in this case, do you say is the gavra is the makubal now certified? What's the shaila? My kameya vad lo ismachi. That's pasha. The kameya is not a mumcho because only did every kameya only did it for one thing. So let's say the flu kameya only did it one time. The hepatitis kameya only did it one time. But the shaila is gavra ismachi lo ismachi? Is the mekubal a mumcho now or not? What's the shaila? Mi amrin ha'asi leila. Ma'ase he's merapa three different people. Oydilma machlad ha'gavra the kol mekabel k'sava. It's maybe this person has mazel about him, every ksav works. So it's not a raya, he's a mumcha, it's all the same person. So maybe it's his mazel. Teiku. And Rashi explains that even though the halacha is that we said, let's say one person had the flu three times and used the same kameya, same type of kameya for all three flus, the halacha is that the kameya is mumcha. I want to say mazel, because there it makes sense that since the kameya worked three times, we could tell it on the kameya. But here, where the same person got three different sicknesses and the makubal wrote three different kameyas, the shaila is like this. We know there's some kind of gavra here became a mumcha. Which gavra is the mumcha? Is it the makubal? Or maybe the sick person is the gavra here that's becoming certified that kameyas work by him. And therefore, it's lav dafka that the makubal is the mumcha. Maybe it's the gavra, which is the person who got sick, who is the mukhsik. And therefore, we don't know if the mekubal is a mumcha by doing three different sicknesses for one person, because maybe it was that person who was the tzad hashav of all three and not the mekubal. And the Gemara ends, teiku, to shaila. Zotim Gemara vayter, boy lehu, they add a shaila, kameyim, yesh mishum kedusha, edom ein v'em mishum kedusha. That means these kameyim have psukim, they have shemus, have a shem on it. Does it have kedusha or not have a kedusha? And the Sfasemis explains that the suffix is because you didn't write it l'shem kedusha shem, this shame. If you write l'shem kedusha shem like a Sefer Torah, it's pashut as kedusha. But here, you didn't write it l'shem kedusha shem. You wrote it because you want to try to heal the person. So the question is, does it have kedusha or not? Look at my hilchasa. What's in a gay if it has kedusha? Ilay malatzulim play'ad leika. If the shayla is a gay, because halacha is that even though you're not allowed to carry from a house into a courtyard that's not Murev, it doesn't have an Erev. There's no Erev. Erev means doesn't have an Erev Chatzeris, which is the Rabban de Geser. They're allowed, when there's a fire, to bring out the Kisvei Kodesh into a place without an Erev Chatzeris. Since only the Rabbanon, they laxed the Issa de Rabbanon, Makam Kisvei Kodesh. So the Shaila is, could I take out this amulet, this Kameya, and carry it from Adleika because it has Kedusha? Is that shaila? So that's not a shaila. Toshima, it's a first of Braisa, the loch of that. It says in the Braisa, have brachos. If you have a ksav with the brachos from Rashi says it means the tfilas musaf of Rosh Hashanah that has a lot of psukkim in it, or of our kameim, even though it has oisiyos of Hashem, umayin yonos Harvish of Eternity has a lot of psukim. Ema Tzilma is read like Inala Sevi, Inala carried out. Because it's not called Dovash of Kedusha to that level that you're allowed to carry it. When it's Rafa Mukaima, and you let it burn where it is. So if that's the Shiloh, we have a first of Rice that our Kameyas are not Kaddush to be able to save from a fire. Ella must be your Shiloh and your Geniza. Shiloh is, do we have to bury it? The loch is that Shemais HaKadosh you have to bury, you have to put into Shemais. So Shiloh is Kameyas Shemais. So that's also Pashat. Tashema. Hoya Kosov Al Yodis Kalim. If Hashem's name is written on the handle of a pat, Valkari Mito, or on the leg of a bed, Yogur, you should cut it off, Yigazenu, and bury it. So you see, Dani Shem Hashem, you have to bury. Even though it's not written Shem Kedushas Hashem. So again, so that's not Kampi Shailila. Ella, the Gemara Shaila is the Khanis Vahem, Bebezu Kisei. Could I walk in, the Chayla is wearing a Kameya. He wears it the whole day, he's very scared about his refuah. You let him walk into the bathroom with his Kameya. That's the Shaila. Ma, yes, Bem Kedusha Vasa. Does have Kedusha, and you can't walk into the Beis Kisei? Oy, Duma, ain't Bem Kedusha Vashari. Maybe there's no Kedusha, and you could walk into the Beis Kisei. That's the Gemara Shaila. Tosha, Ma, let's bring it right from our Mishnah. It says, Veloy be Kameya, Bezman Sheinim in a Mumcha. You now go out on Shabbos with a Kameya, it's not a Mumcha, it's not certified. Hamina Mumcha. But it comes from a kuvel and it's a good kameya. And Nafik, let it go out. And we said, why let it go out? Because it's called a malbush. It's called clothing. And there's no chash you're going to take it off to show it to anyone because you don't want to get hurt. So you let it walk out with kameya, it's a mumcha. And you don't want to get sick, so you're not going to take it off. V'yamrit kameya miyashvem shum kedusha. If you say has kedusha, then comes out. Remember we said before that tefillin, you're not allowed to go out in the shiravim. Why not? Because you might take it off to go to the bathroom. He also, the kameya, has kedusha, you shouldn't be able to go out with it, even by mumcha. Why? Because zimna in the mitzvah of esakise, maybe you need the bathroom. And also, as soon as Abraham shiravim, you're going to take it off to go to the bathroom and come to carry shiravim. So lechayra, it says in our Mishnah, it's mashma, you're allowed to wear it if it's a mumcha. Lechayra, it should be a problem because you might carry it. It must be you're allowed to walk with it into the bathroom. Because if not, then I should have a problem. So we don't know how come I skin it. Our Mishnah is talking about a kameya shel ikrim. It's not talking about a kameya of a ksav. It's talking about a kameya of ikrim herbs. And that for sure doesn't have kedusha. And that's why you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos because you're not going to come to carry it because you're walking into the bathroom. Right thing more about Tanya, but the brayse we just learned said, echad kameya shel ksav, echad kameya shel ikrim. That a kameya that's a mumcha, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos, even if it's a kameya shel ksav. So back shver, hey, let walk out with a kameya shel ksav. You might have to take it off for the bathroom. So it must be allowed to go in the bathroom with a kameya. Talking about a sakana, so he's allowed to go into the bathroom. Why? Because pukuch nefesh. So he's allowed to go into the bathroom with the kameya because pukuch nefesh. Right, the Gemara of Atanya, the same brayza says that echa choyel shesh besakana vechoyel shevis sakana. Even a choyel shevis sakana is allowed to go out and shiravim with this kameya as mumcha. Again, you can have to take it off, go to the bathroom. So Gemara says that kiven the mosi since. It a new thing the Rosh tries to say since it heals people. Afagav the nokat lebi yodei, even though you're holding it in your hand, shafadami. It is mutter to walk around with it in shiravim. So even if you come to carry it, since it heals a person, so then the Gemara thought right now they let it go out with it even when you're carrying it since it's merapiyu. So it becomes like a tachshit since it heals you. And even if I'm carrying it, so what to worry? You might carry it because you took it off for the bathroom. It's not a problem because even when you're carrying it. It's called a tachshah. That's what Gemara thinks right now. Freit the Gemara Kasha on top of Samach Beis and Manala. Freit the Gemara Kasha. Vatanya, Rabbi Yishiyo Yimer, Uvavash leyachzenu v'yodoy v'ver av shiravim. It says klar that even though you're allowed to go out with a kameh on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry it in your hand. Because that's not called levisha. It's not called wearing it. So you see, klar, you can't go out with it. So again, it's a klar raya then, that they let it go with kameya, that you let it go with in the bathroom. Because if you weren't allowed to go into the bathroom, then it would be a problem of maybe carrying it. Not tomorrow, no. That they let it go out on Shabbos with a kameya is only when it's covered with leather. You cover the kameya with a leather pouch, and then you let it go into the basic kisei. And that's the only type of kameya they let it go out of shiravim on Shabbos, the one that's covered. Because there's no shashin to carry it, because you will let it go into the bathroom with it, and therefore you're not going to take it off to go to the bathroom.